This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Somebody that we all three know, and I won't say the name of, pointed out something to me over the Christmas time break and said, if I, and by saying this now, I'm making everyone aware, but you know, I can change. But he said, when you don't sing the phone numbers, I can tell you're in a bad mood.
Oh, no.
And it, absolutely, I'm probably right. If I don't sing that. He says, I can also tell you're in a good mood when you sing the phone numbers for people to call in. I'm like, you are right with that one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that bad mood anymore, buddies.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm not in a bad mood now. You going to put me in one if you say I am?
Oh, no.
Remember how you... Usually the mother would say things like that. I ain't in a bad mood.
Stop asking.
You keep asking, you're going to put me in one.
Keep on. Well, that guy you heard the clip of twice already, he's coming up a little bit later.
All right.
Try to guess what kind of people he's talking about. But, you know, let's welcome us back with a nice message.
Hey, welcome us back.
What a better way to get back in than, you know, a little positivity.
All right.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm just... doing my favorite thing right now, taking a listening to my favorite radio station. I listened to all the old while y'all were on vacation, and it was okay. But it's real good to have you back this week. Happy New Year, mother.
Hell yeah.
That's very nice.
Thinking of us when he's taking, you know, two.
Well, that's when I usually would do social media. If you ever get like a response to a comment or... I'm bad at DMs to the point where I want to almost make it where you can't, but I hate it because that sounds like such a whatever thing. But if I'm not going to respond or can't respond at all, then that's also a jerk thing.
Yeah, some you just can't keep up with the entire thing.
Just can't.
You don't even
know. And it's not even, I'm not even saying it's that many. Like, it's not like somebody with a million followers it would get, you know, but it's like so much to keep up with. And then, especially if it's those 4+ messages, it's like, oh God, I haven't responded to at least 5. That means I'm on. By the time I respond to this one, they're gonna respond back again. It's this endless circle.
Immediately. Sometimes after you type the response, you'll see the 3 bubbles.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, uh-oh. You live on this app.
But that was very nice of that person to say, though.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It is good to be back.
Appreciate you. Well, we got drama. Of course, with the weather going on.
And it was good to be back.
Yep.
It didn't last.
Just the way people drive. You sometimes you try to run people off the road and Well, that's not how you should operate out there, folks.
I was going to say, who does that?
No, we'd like you to arrive alive.
Yeah, you know, highways or dieways.
Choice is yours.
That's what they told you.
Oh, let me. Oh, hold on. I haven't given out the phone number yet at all, so that would probably be helpful. Is that going to screw up everything right now?
No.
Okay. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Good morning, this January 10th. Thank you for the dumb mother that tried to turn left off the red light in front of me, crashed his ass into a tree, just trying to not be late for your flight. Your mother, hope your plane crashes. Have a good day.
Jesus.
That's not nice.
What is something to throw out there in the world, man?
You know, there might be other people on that.
Yeah.
At least the pilot.
And don't blame your mama.
Yeah. He went right for the guy's mom.
For real. It always is that way. Like with The Rock. Hey, Cody Rhodes, tell your mama, said hey. You know, it's always, hey, blank your mama.
Yeah, don't blame
mother blank her. Like,
you know what sucks about that?
I want equality in that. I want somebody to start going father effer.
I might have missed a couple RARs.
And I'm not talking about a priest. Go ahead.
Along the way. The last time I saw The Rock and Cody together, it was not good terms. But it was good terms Monday for Netflix. So I might have missed something along the way, but
a reuniting?
There was some heat there, like a possible feud.
Yeah.
Maybe because, you know, he handed him something. The Rock said, don't look at it.
Yeah.
And people were saying, well, it was a Rolex, right? It was probably a Rolex that was smashed. There was something with the gift with the Rolex.
Well, that's a lot of money to throw away.
Well, even if it wasn't that, it was like the way it ended was not how it should have picked up.
Oh, the drama.
Yes. Well,
didn't like it. Didn't like how it was booked.
That's what's good about wrestling, though. And really any sport, you know, you can say, I would have ran this play right here. That would have been better.
That's what JR says. Everybody's a booker, brother.
Yeah.
Everybody's
the most
a booker.
Powerful tool in the history of the wrestling business is an eraser.
Orange hair quarterback.
Well, this guy's not a fan of The View.
The guy, show The View?
Here.
And what I read, there was trying to be somebody was trying to start a conservative version of The View.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just kind of get those going back and forth.
Well, are they going to cook things? It's called The Paula Deen Show.
Hey, y'all. While we're waiting on these scrimps to boil, let's talk about Plan B pills.
Let's do the news with my brother.
Oh.
Do y'all want to see my husband? Come in here.
I always wanted to meet her. Did we ever get her on the show?
By phone. It wasn't in studio.
We tried to get her when she was in town, but it was a huge crowd.
I know.
Crowd.
I remember wanting to meet her, and then when I went to her, I didn't get a chance to eat her at a restaurant when we were in that area.
I met one of her sons. Because I said, hey, is Paula, I was at the restaurant down there, and I said, hey, is Paula Deen actually here? He's like, she's not here too much, just her two sons are here.
Jimmy?
Like,
her son.
The one with the mustache?
I think it's Jimmy, right?
I don't know. He's like, her sons are here, but no one really wants to ever really see them. I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, hi, I'm whatever, Deen. I'm like, crap. I just agreed with you.
She's got a son named Mean. Mean and Jimmy, I believe, are her two sons.
Yeah.
But is she related to Dolly? Dolly's husband's Carl Deen. Do we have a connection here, maybe? Anyway.
I don't know.
This guy doesn't like The View, and, well, what do you do when you don't like The View? You call
change
your favorite
channel.
Well, yeah, that. But
well, common sense.
You call your favorite radio show and bitch about it.
Vent.
Yes, hey, this is P1 Dono, and I'd like to give a very special FOF shout-out to all those bickering, bitter, dried-up, prune bitches that work on The View. Now, all the time they've dropped about Trump, every day they used to, joke's on them. He won again. Now, let the man do his job and quit worrying about what he's done in the past. Give you a little word of advice. If you don't like that he's back in office, take your old, dried up, prune, wrinkled up ass and get the out of the country. Do you need a ride? I'll call Uber for you myself.
Wow.
Well, I wish that a group of people, and I mean, obviously there is bias on this, but all these people that, if you make a declaration that if I don't get my way, I'm leaving the country, you know what? At least Ellen really left. She really left.
Yeah, I saw a story on that, how, you know, obviously Ellen got a ton of money. Easy to leave. It's real hard for the average person to
I'm talking about Whoopi. Whoopi said, I'm looking in the camera right now. I saw the clip. She's like, if he wins again, I will leave this country. She's still been at work all day. Because you know what? That green dollar is
America. If you love America, how could you leave it like that? You know what I mean?
Because you didn't win the game.
What is that teaching? What is that teaching young people?
People that take it way too personally.
That if you lose, you give up and run.
Just the fact that you could even have the option to uproot and move to another country. You know, some people could do it financially, they said, but the obstacle is, well, depending on where you want to go, they might not let you in. How hard is it to get a passport?
Yeah.
Some countries just won't let you move to there. It's just not going to happen. But just the fact that some people said, I got the money, I can do it. Really?
Or they have dual citizenship because they have a home in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Must be nice.
We'll take a little break here.
Okay.
When we come back, I got the grocery store problems. You know, this is back from, this is back from the holidays. We weren't here. People still vented. So you're going to hear from a shopper, and you're going to hear from a cashier.
Oh, no.
It's not the same interaction, though, right?
No.
Just the same point of view about what you deal with.
You don't get a lot Pretty of much. Cashiers. I want to see what they're saying, because I go to places where you check out yourself all the time.
This is a guy cashier. I'm kind of surprised, because you don't really see a whole lot of dude cashiers.
When I go to CVS, my local whatever CVS, there's always a person standing there as a clerk or whatever that term is now these days. Is clerk too bad? But they, then there's the self-pay right there. And I'm like, I want you to keep your job. I'm going to have you do this.
That's mighty noble.
I don't say that, but that's my thought behind it. It's like, if they're watching from the corporate office, like, ain't nobody using this son of a bitch. Let's fire them.
We worked at a big box retailer in high school, three of us, but one of us was a cashier. And we're like, why does he get to be a cashier? And he's not out here hauling buggies like we are.
Mm.
Huh?
Hauling buggies.
Why?
I remember that poster. All right.
Why?
When we come back, we'll hear more of that. You can get in yours as well. Like, maybe you're pissed off that you don't have your free babysitter. Talking about school today.
Oh, no.
864-241-4318. It is the Rise Guys. It's the FOF line. Morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know that Buddy Matthews is like long time, I think fiance of Rhea Ripley.
Well, they're married now.
Oh, they got married?
Yep. Yeah, what a lucky dude. She's great.
She's a lot of woman. I mean, like, you know, not, she's not, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just very, very muscular, but not like.
Real natural, man, like personality.
That smile, a golden smile.
Like the thing Monday night, you could tell there was a little disruption when Undertaker was supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah.
So she's just kind of improv and playing it up to the camera. Then he finally comes out.
You know what I've noticed? It took me this long to notice is that if a wrestler's walking away from the camera, like up the ramp or whatever, and you hear a, I can't even do the example, that whistle that people have to put their fingers in their mouth to do.
I can't do it.
Why is that really needed? Like, what are they pushing down on their lip or their tongue or what? Cause I can't whistle. You know, they can do it where it sounds like a bird go. That, you know, I can't even give the example, but I've noticed I heard that, and all of a sudden you'll see the wrestler turn around and they're saying, "Hey, we're not off the air yet. Milk the crowd some more." They'll just hear a shh, and then the guy will turn around, and put his hands on his shoulder, and look around the arena some more. Oh man!
Yeah, I don't know what they're pushing down on. If I feel like. If you're really into drugs or missing some teeth, you could actually do it.
Well, here's hoping.
Plus, you're not sucking, right? You're blowing out. No, the way they do it is they make like a C with their booger and thumb fingers, and they just like put it in their mouth.
Yeah, those people can play snake too.
My dad could do that back in the day. Not anymore because he's dead. But you know, he could.
Fat boy.
The only snake I could do was the dance.
You can talk like one.
I could do it good, too. I could talk like a snake. Damn therapist took that talent away from me.
Why?
She's a hater. 864. Oh. She's a hater. Call her Jamie.
Haters make me greater.
Oh, man. Old Debo posted that over the weekend.
Haters make me greater.
Because everybody, they love, Debo Samuel loves the fact that everybody hates the way he dresses. And God, I think that must have been Cam Newton's motivation with his silly hats.
If he's not dressing like Brian Johnson, he's got these big shoes on or big cap on.
Or he's wearing like JNCOs with like a Givenchy shirt, and he's got like a Louis Vuitton bag.
Givenchy.
And he's got the I don't know how to say it.
She hates it when you say Givenchy.
And then she's got a, he's got a, when them, it's like a fanny pack, but you wear it across your breast.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what you call I've those two. That. It's like, man, it's a fanny pack.
If just I say Wives St. Laurent, she don't like that either.
She doesn't like that one.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Faded glory.
My grandma left this earth thinking that her favorite brand of jacket was called Agner. And I will not change it.
That's what I still call it.
Agner.
You got an Agner pocketbook?
Yeah, I got it from Kato.
I got it from Travis ETN Agner. He sold it to me. 864-241-4318. That's the FOF line number.
Do you remember we had a call about jacked up trucks? Over the break, last FOF we did.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't like those for some reason. Well, I assume this guy has a jacked up truck because he's got some feedback for the guy who didn't like it.
Okay. 864-241-4318. Jacked up trucks on the FOF line.
To the dude who's bitching about the jacked up truck. You, buddy. Hey, you. Buddy. What's your problem there, Betty? Did a jacked-up truck take your wife, steal your woman? Huh? Are you jealous of it? Huh? I bet you drive one of them motherfucking all-electric cars. I'm going to save the environment. I'm going all-electric. You're fucking dumb. Where do you people think the goddang lithium comes from? Doesn't grow on motherfucking trees. It's not created. Ooh. Bunch of stupid mother tree-hugging
What were the last two bleeps?
Well, the last one
Blank
was
and blankets?
The last one was the P word, which we used our allotment for the week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so I got to believe
true.
It.
We get seven each per week.
And you get a Mr. Falcon before that.
Oh, okay.
which is the famous Die Hard TV cut. Mr. Falcon.
Well, you know, the other thing of that is it always goes back to a guy's, kids are not in the car. They're not listening. Penis size. If you have, you're overcompensating. Can you be hung like a horse but also have a drive Bigfoot? is that available?
I assume everybody with a jacked up truck does and is.
I hope so.
Like they're overcompensating for something, but yet rich people would drive the stretch limos. Like stretch.
If you drive a jacked up truck, I assume you got more hog than a petting zoo.
I'd rather be up than off. 864-241-4318.
Here's the feedback from a grocery store cashier, which took me by surprise because it is a gentleman. Usually, look.
You think that's a lady's job?
Yeah, I'll throw that out there. Look, I grew up seeing old lady cashiers. Now I see more female cashiers. Even with the U scan, they're female cashiers.
Well, Walmart was ages against their greeters. It was always really old people, never young, spry people.
So I expect to see a female cashier, and you'll call me what you want. Whatever.
Ah, dang it. We'll use one for next week.
Hey, Tori, there's this guy.
Come on now, people. Have some damn sense at the grocery store. Like, when I say I can get the next in line on my register, that means the next in line, not the next motherfucker to walk up. Next in line. I got to keep going, guys. Don't take 3 minutes, 4 minutes, literally 3-4 minutes at the standing at the cash register is a long time. Don't take that long to pay me. Like, get it going, okay? And don't ask me about every single price in the store. I don't know, okay? Just have some sense and some courtesy. Please. Thank you.
Oh, man.
That's probably the first, well, I shouldn't say the first, but a cashier who really like cares about his job. I went to a grocery store the other day at just 4 or 5 items, not much, not a peep out of the cashier. I don't expect you to sit there and talk about the weather and talk about this, that, or the other. But just when you say thank you for coming in or just look, I don't know.
Everybody's so awkward now.
Are you having a good day?
I don't even need that.
I mean,
here's your receipt. Thank you or anything. I end up thanking them at the end for some damn reason. Thank you for letting me buy things from you.
Yeah.
You told the pharmacist you loved him when you hung up with him.
I love you, man.
I did do that one time. That's right. I think I love you.
You did?
Yeah. I just hung up. I didn't want to put a smile on his face and then him hear me. Oh, sorry. I thought I was talking to the other person I was on the other line with. And then he's like, oh, man, you don't mean it?
That's kind of awkward.
I'm going to put a roofie in your Matt Foreman now, you bitch.
They do take a long time to pay. My favorite video going around now is Mitch McConnell. He's just looking kind of with that blank look he's got. And the video says, old people when the card reader tells you to remove your card and it's blinking at you. It's just old people looking.
You know, remember for a while people were saying, deep conspiracy theorists were saying that he was a clone. And if so.
Where was he at yesterday? Did he not like Jimmy Carter? Because I didn't see him. Where you at, Mitch?
Oh, I don't know. Was Pelosi there?
I didn't see her either.
Where was Fauci?
Were they not allowed to go?
I don't know, but Pence right beside. Oh, that was so
Hunter awkward. Biden was there.
That was so awkward to see. I didn't see Hunter, but
Papa
like,
Hunter.
Pence was sitting right behind Trump, and Trump doesn't even acknowledge him.
No, they did. I missed it. They actually shook hands.
Oh, okay.
Now, Pence's wife didn't talk to Trump or Melania.
What about, did Kamala ever turn around and talk to Bill?
Not that I saw. I didn't think she talked to many people.
Hillary looked pissed, and when she looks pissed, you know someone's going to die.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Here's the
list going to grow.
Not.
Here's the guy.
You're going on the list.
Here's a grocery store customer who's got heat with the grocery store.
The other side of the debit card.
Uh-oh.
Dude, Christmas shoppers, like, holy left the grocery store just now and, like, are you serious, man? There wasn't one damn thing on the shelves that people need because all you motherfuckers out here who are having 50 to 100 people at your f***ing house, so you got to sit there and get 10 f***ing things of cinnamon rolls or 10 f***ing gallons of milk. Like, come the f***
on, man. This is not a natural disaster. It's the holidays. What happened to respecting thy neighbor and stuff? Are you serious? And then the grocery stores. Why the mother did you guys not limit to customers? You knew this was going to happen. Y'all knew this. F***ing ridiculous.
This is at Costco, probably. Or like a big box. Like a warehouse club place, it sounded like.
So many gallons of milk.
How many gallons of milk? That dude wanted cinnamon buns and milk, and he couldn't get any.
I don't know why this reminds me of when you talked about the drones. You said, why don't the drones fly water over the fires? And then the guy texts in, a gallon is 8 pounds of of water. I just see a drone with like 1 gallon jug flying over a massive wildfire.
But you saw Netflix Raw night, like they had hundreds of those spelling out logos and just flying, all, digitized and everything. But it's like, there's got to be something. Take a big, huge tarp and put like hundreds of those things on there. And there's got to be a way from the air to attack those problems.
They're canceling everything. They canceled Hornets and Lakers. They're moving the playoff game from Monday night to Arizona. That's official. That's going to happen. Everything's getting out. So close to the city.
It's a bad situation.
Well said, Paige.
Really is. I agree. I mean, like, the list of celebrities that, I mean, look, that's what they talk about. A lot of people lost their homes, but they're talking about, houses that have been there for decades.
It's just sad.
Billy Crystal. They said he lived in the same house for like 40 plus years. Gone.
And it's just, I was trying to explain what happened with the winds and everything to people.
Oh, I saw that too. Those winds?
Yeah.
Because they say a single ember can fly up to 2 miles.
It just goes so fast, and they're dry because it's very dry in the wintertime. Winter fires are worse than summer fires.
I just don't understand how block cement or blocks, cement, bricks, all, how does that burn like that? Meanwhile, the trees don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't understand that. I'm in the boat with old the Fonz. Henry Winkler was saying that he smells conspiracy, like this is arson.
There were some people saying that, like, but how would you even prove where that even started?
That's what they're saying, like a forest fire could start with a cigarette being flipped out a window, but you don't know exactly what caused it. But with these winds, they go different directions, and they're really strong.
Well, only you can prevent them. I don't know how they caught the Gatlinburg guy. Did he end up saying that he did it? Somebody bragged about it, right? Because
there was something.
Yeah, I don't know how that could have.
Not a social media message or something. And they thought the person was full of crap. And then that person told somebody, and they're like, dude, that kind of makes sense because there's property involved.
I'm going to shut up.
Are they going like Hawaii on LA? You know what I mean? Like with that whole thing that was somewhat kind of proven to be.
Conspiracy theories. And
yeah.
I don't know if that's what it reminds me of as far as devastation goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, who's going to buy those houses when they're... Because they already were not giving a damn about downtown L.A. And when I say that, I mean the homeless issue. Like, you've got to do something about it. You can't just say, well, what are we going to... I don't know what to do with them. I'm not saying hurt them. I'm not... But you can't just throw your hands up in the air. If you do, no. You better wave them like you just don't care. But what do you do with them? You just throw your hands up and say, well, I don't know. Talk to Knox White. They figured it out in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, how do you rebuild
it? He got rid of pigeons and homeless people.
Did he really?
Maybe he had the pigeons fly them away to another town.
Why are you going to quit, Knox? Come on. We need somebody to keep the streets clean. Keep the hobos out.
Well, he knows eventually Greenville's going to get too damn big and there's going to be some resistance.
Then you couldn't
and he
help.
Don't want to be the one at the helm.
He's probably tired of doing it for free, too.
The pay is really not much. And, like, he's not the, like, there's no, like, well, I shouldn't say that. There's lobbyists in any kind of level of political office, but nevertheless.
He's probably tired of having all the irons in the fire.
He's tired of, like, oh, God. My whole thing's been about statues. Put up a new statue. Take down that statue. Put up a new statue. It's like, I'm statued out. I'm out.
I'm gonna
people
shut up
on Social Security get more than he gets paid to be a mayor. It's very sad.
I mean, look, it really is. Pay your mayors if you can.
Yeah.
Thank you, fat boy.
And the mail horses as well.
You know what's coming up?
What?
One of the grossest things you could ever do to somebody you work with. This truly is sick.
Wow, if you say that.
I couldn't imagine.
I think your stomach's going to turn a little bit when you hear what's going on.
This is vile.
I think you might clench, too. You might do a Kegel.
Oh, I need to.
Have we ever
My daughter took heard? A picture of me from behind holding my grandson's hand walking out of a store the other day. It's a very pretty picture, and my first thing is, God, I got no butt.
None.
I'll show it to you off the break here. You'll be like, where'd he go? I don't know. I have no butt.
Perks back there.
Sorry.
I may be the first
try to find your butt
straight man to go get butt implants in. I may be. Who knows? Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Paige just did some boots on the girl. Are you wearing boots today?
Paige? Oh, wow. Yeah,
God, you know what? Let's comment on this. Your flexibility is incredible.
Oh, it's not.
You just rocketed the hell out of your leg. And you're wearing them. They look like heels, but they're like tennis shoes. You know that look?
Oh, yeah. She can scratch your ears with her heels.
Can you do it?
That's how flexible she is.
I don't know. I'm kind of stiff.
Yeah. The more you do that, so am I. Yeah.
This is corporate training 101.
What would you do? Should you A, go to HR, B, tell your boss, or C, tell them, I won't say anything if you each give me $50.
You know what the best videos are? Is when you get those options, A, B, or C, but they act them out instead of just like, putting it into words.
Dude, there's nothing but I've seen them on YouTube before. Old fast food restaurant corporate videos, they would always turn them into a song.
Oh, the training was
the
good.
They were so stupid, but like now you watch them, you're like, that's jazzy. That's cool. Now everything's about offending people.
It's
like,
Carol passes Bob in the hall. Bob offers the two fingers in the tongue. Who's in the wrong? And if it's like our training, you can guess as many times until you get it right.
Carol should have laughed and did it back.
For real. I mean, it's like my driver's license. It took me 6 times on that last test to get through, but now I know what not to say and what not to say. Yeah, I did, because I think it's silly. You can't ask a woman that you work with who's pregnant, does she know what she's having yet or not? And I failed that over and over again, because I was like... What is community? She's like walking around in every picture, putting her hand on her belly, so you realize that ain't just a beer gut. And then you can't make this conversation.
You can't ask who the daddy is.
I support it.
I mean, I think if you said, do you know who the daddy is, that's offensive.
Bad.
But if you say, oh, so
do you know
I guess
pregnant?
That's Travis's, huh? Travis. Like, why would I say that?
You don't say, are you fat? Are you pregnant? That's not good.
I have before, by accident.
You do you know who the dad is?
Mad World.
It's like Murray, where she's like, it could be like four possibilities.
The lady, we were doing a photo op. She was taking pictures with us.
Are you
and
just fat?
The villains, you know, the bad people at the Mad World Haunted Attraction.
The villains.
And she had her hand on her tummy in every picture. And I know enough that either she's wanting to show off a ring or she's letting everyone know, like I said, she's not put on some pounds other than the baby weight. So I lean over and I said, when are we expecting? She's like, no, I'm not. We just had Mexican.
Oh, God. That's funny you mentioned that.
Oh, no.
And I feel it. It's kicking. It's that chalupa I ate. Feel it?
If it gets too spicy, take your shirt off in the restroom. This is one of the grossest things you could ever do to somebody you work with.
It's probably been done to me.
You know what? I know it hasn't to me. It probably has been done to Paige because she's here longer.
The more opportunity.
Yep, there really is.
I was told yesterday, you should get out the door by 10 o'clock as soon as you can. I was
lucky.
Sir.
We got
every
you.
Day now.
We got you both.
CFOF line.
So today I was at work, and I started to take my lunch break, and that's all good and fine because I have a couple of lean cuisines in the freezer. Yeah. And I work at a certain place that I will not say the name, but we have a lot of temporary staff right now. Because this is our busy time of year. And those motherfuckers, whoever it was, came and took two lean cuisines out of f***ing freezer and ate them or did whatever with them. I'm so f***ing pissed off because this happened before. I had Thai food. Somebody ate half my eaten Thai food. They took it with the dirty fork in it and ate it. How do they know that I don't have HIV or herpes or something? What the f*** is wrong with people? Why would you eat somebody else's food? It's so f***ing nasty. I wish I had a damn hidden camera to catch these motherfuckers.
They took the fork that was already in the damn food.
Oh.
It twirled it around.
The things people eat nowadays.
They're
and
hungry.
I'm talking really just food. It's pretty crazy. I'm such a germaphobe about things like that.
Plus certain, you know, ethnicities of food you're going to try to eat before you work.
I mean, that ain't going to work out. I would eat that day-old food. It'd give you gas.
If I go get some Mongoloid beef at 6 a.m.
Mongolian.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. You think I'm going to come back and be able to make it through a whole, you know, show?
No.
Without blowing it up?
If I went anywhere that just turned SpongeBob into a rice cake or vice versa.
What?
Or they made the volcano out of an onion.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a little time on the toilet. We're not going to the movies afterwards. We're not going to anyone's home where I'm not comfortable enough to use their bathroom.
Definitely a blooming onion.
I prefer it not be a hallway bathroom either because people are going to be walking down the hall and, whoa. It's like yesterday I had to go. I'm not being graphic, but I had to go do a sit-down bathroom visit. And I go in, and you know downstairs the bathroom that I prefer, the private one?
Oh, yeah.
I go in and there's a bunch of businessmen sitting there having a meeting in that one window studio. I mean, like you can tell like shot callers in there. And I walk by, they all turn around and look and smile. One even threw up the hand. I go in the bathroom. 12 to 15 minutes later, I exit and they're all sitting there looking at me. And I'm like, I know what y'all are thinking. I know what you're thinking.
Like he rifled a couple of
I know what they're thinking.
Yeah. Again. It's like, yeah, I did. I feel a lot lighter. Thank you. Don't go in there. I'm doing the hand gesture. You, don't go in there. Ooh, I'm blowing like a mushroom cloud with my hands. Like, don't go in there. Bad.
TMI.
It might have filmed the window as soon as you opened the door anyway.
Lord. Just a hallway bathroom in a house is even bad.
I like when they're recording certain shows that are like, we want you to pray for whoever just walked out of the bathroom right now while we're recording this podcast.
Pray for the janitor as well. Because
Maybe there's... Never mind.
Jesus, could you lay hands on his colon, please? And maybe...
Ouch!
That's why we don't have a receptor there anymore, because the bathroom smelled bad.
I got a colonoscopy from Jesus. I got a colonoscopy from Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Take it. Do it. All right. This is what we're going to take is a break. And when we come back, Paige, what are you working on in the plans?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Woos. Movies. You're thinking about Chinese food still.
Movies are using more words like this. I'll tell y'all about the new trend in, yeah, nailed it, in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, so many, ways to guess.
What word are they using?
It's got to be a canceled word. I mean, look, there's a lot of those.
Smoking is back for sure.
They tell you that.
Very, very blatant. Where did censorship of words are then replaced by tobacco use again? Again, I'm not saying, oh, don't smoke in cigarettes, but or smoke in movies, but it's weird how they went away from, all right, well, if we let you do your gay sex movies, then you got to let us smoke in movies again. All right, fine. Vote on it. Any naysayers? It passed.
I bet you don't have to tell me if it's in the movie. I don't care if they're smoking in the movie.
You're spoiling the movie. Sometimes I want to guess if there's going to be any nude scenes or coarse language or smoking, things
maybe.
Like that.
Sensitive images.
Yes. Flashing lights. I want to think, will I have a seizure or not watching this? Who knows? We'll get into some headlines next. Happy Friday. No winner.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.